Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, this week, the Washita Parish Republican Women's Club presents a new cookbook titled The Party Goes On. It'll be available at a scholarship luncheon at ULM on Wednesday. And Joe Hale joins me to share about the new book and the club. Joe, welcome.
Thank you. Yes, we want people to know that our Washita Parish Women's Republican Club will sponsor our annual scholarship luncheon on Wednesday, the 18th, mm-hmm. at the Alumni House. And this funds the scholarship, the Billy Haynes Memorial Scholarship, which we give annually.
Well, take a moment to tell us about this project as far as the gathering process of all the recipes. This is actually second edition, correct?
Yes, it is. And we have spent months and months getting this book together. We're very excited about it. One of the features of this book is the special original artwork that was done by one of our members, Shara Fertitta. Mm-hmm. And there are caricatures of lady elephants throughout the book. The cover is fun and looks like a party.
Dawn with the Mardi Gras beads, I noticed.
Yes, it looks like a party. All the divider pages have additional artwork by Shara, and it's just a fun book, and we're excited about it. One of the features is that the book has recipes that covers all the gamut from easy, quick recipes with a few ingredients all the way to old family recipes that have a lot of ingredients.
That's one thing I noticed, there were several entries that I took a look at. I was like, okay, four ingredients there, five ingredients here.
That's right.
Between a couple of kids at the house, I'm like, okay, I could probably round this up and get it together.
Yes, indeed. In today's lifestyle, if you're getting ready for a party, you need some things that go together quickly. So we made sure there was a good selection of those.
Yeah. Any notable recipes that kind of stand out to you when you're collecting this, or any names, anything like that?
Well, we do have recipes from most of our elected officials in the area.
Oh, okay.
So that will be fun to look for and to share some of their favorite recipes. There are a number of party-type recipes, you know, for as far as beverages and things that will be different that we believe people will enjoy.
As you say, it covers just about everything.
All the gamut, yes.
Well, let's take a moment to look at the Republican Women's Club. How was this group formed? And I understand it's been together for quite some time.
We are 61 years old. I don't remember the formation days, actually. But it is exciting to be a part of something that has been a consistent community service organization for this long. We certainly have some political activities, but we have other community service projects. One of those is the Vote Today program. Mm-hmm. We have signs that are available for members and others to put in their yards on voting days, election days, that says Vote Today. It's not supporting any party or any candidate. It just encourages get out the vote.
What are some of the issues the group focuses on?
We have speakers at our monthly meetings who help to bring us up to date on current political activities and activities that are affecting our country as a whole.
You mentioned the Billy Haynes Memorial Scholarship. Tell us more about this scholarship.
It's, of course, named for a very prominent Republican in our area, Billy Haynes, from many years ago. And the scholarship is given annually to a deserving student at ULM.
As far as the cookbooks, when we take a look at those, it's going to be available at the luncheon coming up Wednesday. Tell us more about the event coming up.
That's the kickoff for the book, and you're one of the first to see the book because most of our members haven't even gotten to see it yet. We will have it there available for purchase at the luncheon, and then it will be available through many of the local gift shops. We will have tables set up at River Market in the fall, and we will actually have some tasting events at some of the gift shops later on weekends this fall, so that people can come and sample a couple of the recipes and have a chance to buy the book.
Right. Upcoming activities and other meetings with the club. What's kind of on the agenda for this fall and winter?
Well, one of the things that we will have is we're hosting the state board meeting. So members from throughout the club, Republican Women Clubs throughout the state, will gather here in November. We'll sponsor or host that event.
Have you attended one of these conventions before? One of the meetings, I mean?
I went to one of the state convention in the spring. Yes, I did. I've attended that. We have members who will leave on Thursday this week to attend the National Republican Women's Convention in Louisville.
Okay. And, of course, the cookbook is going to be available beginning this Wednesday, and also for use to, also available in the general public. As far as finding out more about the Women's Club or more about the luncheon coming up on Wednesday, Joe, how can somebody do that?
One of the ways is to come on the first Monday of any month, where we have our monthly meetings at the West Monroe Convention Center. Show up for lunch at 11:30, and we the meetings are open to anyone interested in attending and hopefully interested in joining our club. But we have guests at every meeting.
The luncheon coming up Wednesday is a ticketed event. Someone would like to find out more. How could they do that?
They could call my number, 366-6250, and we'll make tickets available promptly.
Joe Hale is with the Wichita Parish Republican Women's Club. Joe, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
You can hear this and other Atlantia podcasts by visiting the listening room at kedm.org.